We're the farm station, all ag, all day. And we're at CattleCon 24 in Orlando. I'm Tony St. James, joined by Gene Copenhaver from southwestern Virginia, southwest corner of Virginia. Hey, it's great to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tony. Glad to be here.
So
glad you're here, too.
Well, I was just going to say, tell us more about your operation. What are we going to find?
You're going to find I'm a fifth-generation cattleman from southwestern part of Virginia, and I have a son there that's in operation. We're a total stocker operation, and we go by the name of Copenhaver Brothers Farms, and that was started about 65 years ago with my dad and uncle starting that operation. So we're in a growth mode. We're finishing a new ship and receiving barn, so we want to sustain this energy industry for him and his daughter and other grandkids. So that's what reason we're here.
So I'm just going to assume, based upon all that, you grew up there.
I did. I'm a native. My great-great-grandfather came to that farm in 1855, around that area. And so we've been doing that for that many years.
Now, we're at CattleCon 24. You are chairman of the policy division for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And before we get too far down the road, let's talk about NCBA and how NCBA works. I mean, there are different segments of the industry, but how does NCBA actually come together?
Well, NCBA is a membership-driven organization. Even though we're a big industry, we have about 25,000 members, but we serve with all our affiliates about 175,000 members throughout the country. And how it works is we're a diverse industry, which I think our diversity is our strength in continuing the industry. You know, God gave us a lot of different natural assets that are different, and different terrain and different temperatures and different weather. And we have a lot of sectors included in that, and a lot of different sizes of our members. So we come together and we make policy. We have a great team in D.C. that try to enforce that policy that we make for them. And it's all grass, comes from the grassroots. And, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about our grassroots policy. It starts at a local level to the state level, and then comes to our resolutions or our committees. There are seven policy committees it comes to, and it is vetted in those policy committees. It's vetted by grassroots people, by producers. And I have two good examples already that happened this morning that there's some policy differences on some resolutions. But it was vetted. It was vetted where everybody had a consensus at the end with both those policies that come forward.
And as you just described it, it's kind of like a herd of cattle. I mean, each one is going to have a little different personality, a little different outlook on what's happening, and really, this is an opportunity to bring all of those ideas together and try to come to some cohesive agreement.
Yeah, maybe herding cattle might be easier at times. It's more like herding cats, but most of the time it works. Our system works. Our process works. It's definitely grassroots. A lot of us would not be involved if it wasn't grassroots. And the reason we are involved is we want to sustain the industry for the future, for our next generation and the next generation after that. So it does work. Our process works.
You mentioned that I think great-grandfather, or was it great-great?
Great-great.
Great-great-grandfather got there early on. I imagine things around your operation have changed over time. You mentioned some of the work that you've been doing over the last few years. How important is it for the industry to do the same?
Very important. You know, we had a speaker this morning, Jim Carroll, talked about the future and what AI is going to do in the future, and that's not artificial insemination. That's another AI, but we got to use technology. We have to. on our own operation, we're using more and more. We've changed more in the last 5 years than we had the previous 25 years, probably, of the way we do things. And the industry as a whole is going to have to change, too. It has to be market-driven and consumer-driven, and I think it will be, and I think we'll be ready for that change.
All right. Convention here, I see a lot of familiar faces, but I'm seeing some new faces as well. Successful on attendance?
We're way above budget of what we budgeted, and that's great. You know, our demographics have changed the last 10 years on who comes. It used to be an older demographic. Now we're finding a 10-year younger demographic than what we had just in the last 10 years. But people are coming. They're learning. They're educating. Number one thing I think people get out of this is the networking and what they can take back home, technology and education wise, to use on their operations.
All right. Next year, you'll be in Texas, San Antonio, I believe, for CattleCon 24. For somebody who's never attended, what's the word you have for them?
Be there. And, you know, what changes you don't see next year, they'll be there next year for as far as technology and education. And if you're missing it, as one of our old presidents used to say, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And if you're not a member at NCBA, you need to join. Even your state affiliates, you need to join. Local affiliates, you need to be involved. There's a lot of people out there that would like to put us out of the animal agriculture business. The far right animal rights groups is one of them, and we fight them on farm bill, checkoff, and everything else. So you need to be involved to stay in business.
Gene Copenhaver is chairman of the policy division for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, NCBA, from the 2024 CattleCon in Orlando, Florida. I'm Tony St. James. This is the Agribusiness Report.